John Tomás and me have got me through every day up until now, and it's the love and the support of everybody in the community, and you know, far and wide, that you know, their well wishes, their prayers, and you know, I'm trying my best. I'm trying to do what John Tomás and Amelia would want me to do, or what I think they'd want me to do. So I'm back at work part time. I'm nursing in Letterkenny, so it's good to be back and seeing my patients again, and giving a bit back, as everybody's been given to me since the tragedy in August. But no, just trying to keep going. And I'm honoured and humbled that Tanya and the Redcastle Village Association have decided to dedicate the Stoneflower Festival to John Tomás and Amelia this year. John would have run the garden centre here in Riville, so John would be absolutely delighted that people far and wide are now going to be planting the seeds. And Amelia and Tomás would have entered this competition actually last year, and we had great fun during lockdown. It was one of their lockdown projects, Greg, planting the seed and watching it grow. And our little girl Amelia got her hands on more than one seed, Greg. So Tanya knows, because I was sending in the photographs as they grew. But we ended up with 31 pots of sunflowers here in our garden that you see here behind us. So you know, it was lovely. And I planted my sunflowers there on Sunday from Amelia and Tomás' sunflower that they had planted last year. So that's the whole thing to do with planting new life. So I'd like to think that they have in part had their little part in the Sunflower Festival this year. I used John's pots from the garden centre, and I used the seeds from their sunflowers last year. So yes, they're taking part, I would like to think.